you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 15th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. The LA Unified School District is asking students to take a rapid test for COVID-19 before returning to school today for the first day of a new year. But LAUSD is not requiring students to show up with a negative result in hand. This is one of the safety protocols the school district has relaxed this year. The school system has also ended its testing program for all students and staff each week. It also won't require students to log into the district's Daily Pass app each day to affirm they don't have symptoms. In an interview with KPCC, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho said district officials are relaxing these policies on the advice of scientific experts who've been guiding LAUSD's response from the beginning of the pandemic.
If you are a member of a community or a family who has lost a loved one, I understand the concern. But now is the time for us to strike a balance between protective measures but also the need to accelerate learning opportunity in a face-to-face environment that is best for the most fragile students amongst us.
Carvalho said improved health conditions, vaccination rates among staff and students, and technological improvements to district campuses have enabled the relaxation of COVID safety policies. Some parents have said LAUSD hasn't proved it's done enough to improve air circulation and ventilation on its campuses. We have more from our interview with Carvalho coming up later in the show. We're at the start of another school year with COVID still a concern for students and their families, and now there's another worrisome infectious disease in town. KPCC's Julia Paskin has some advice from public health officials.
Rashes can be pretty common in kids, especially young ones. But as we now have monkeypox in circulation in LA County, Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says while the risk for kids is low, parents should contact a doctor if any new unexplained rashes appear.
The child should be kept at home and their rashes covered until the doctor is consulted. You should encourage children to avoid touching the rash as much as possible and help them practice good hand hygiene.
She says when it does come to COVID, because kids 6 months and older now can get vaccinated, students are more protected than they were a year ago. And Ferrer adds schools now have experience managing the risk of infection on campus. I'm Julia Paskin.
As of last week, nearly 2,000 monkeypox cases had been confirmed in California. Health officials say the most common way it spreads is through skin-to-skin contact. Starting this week, LA County says it will offer smaller doses of the monkeypox vaccine to people who are eligible. Public Health's Dr. Rita Singal leads the county's monkeypox response. She says the transition could boost our vaccine supply amount by 5 times. However, doses of the vaccine will remain limited. The FDA has authorized the new dosing, saying the alternative regimen produces the same immune response as the initial approach. Activists are asking lawmakers to make it easier for Californians to access clean water. Cap Radio's Manola Sikaida reports on a rally calling for action last week at the state capitol.
One hurdle for some communities is debt. In 2021, a state report said that Californians collectively owed $1 billion in unpaid water bills. Zenaida Montes is a resident of Fresno who traveled to attend the rally. I asked her in Spanish about her personal connection to the issue. She asks, how are we going to drink dirty water? She told me that the water at home also costs a lot, and because it's dirty, it's useless. You can't drink it because it makes you sick. Montes says that lawmakers should approve of Senate Bill 222. The bill would establish a fund to help low-income residential ratepayers pay for their water. At the Capitol in Sacramento, I'm Manola Sikaida.
Southern California has been experiencing more extreme heat in recent years due to the climate crisis. But a lag in policy has left some Californians feeling the impact more than others. Wealthier residents can afford those high air conditioning bills and are more likely to live in areas with plenty of trees to cool down the neighborhood. KPCC's climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone has more.
One big issue that I've recently reported on is that people aren't even safe from the heat at home. While California has regulations to keep indoor workplaces and homes sufficiently warm, we don't have any laws requiring those same spaces to be kept sufficiently cool. So that lack of policy protections leaves many Angelenos having to make tough decisions between, for example, buying groceries or paying the utility bill.
There have been local efforts to address extreme heat. LADWP is rolling out a program to make air conditioning units cheaper for low-income and older customers. And a prospective resilience hub, a community center in Boyle Heights, could provide a cooling shelter, cold storage of medical supplies, and phone charging even during power outages. More than a week after a devastating car accident, actor Anne Heche has passed away.
She confronts life or death situations every day. It's a really, I had to dig deep. It's a very, very difficult moral place to center yourself because you're taking responsibility for life.
A spokeswoman for Heche confirms she was peacefully taken off life support over the weekend after being declared brain dead Friday. Heche died of injuries from speeding and crashing her car into a home in the Mar Vista neighborhood earlier this month. Heche earned a Daytime Emmy Award for playing the role of twins Marley and Vicki Hudson in the NBC soap opera Another World. She also played opposite Johnny Depp as his wife in Donnie Brasco and Tommy Lee Jones in Volcano. She was 53 years old. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.